Endeavor, this is Houston. The information we have on your attitude indicates that you're a little bit off for those Florida blacks, and we'd like to see your 978 if possible.
Okay, they were asked for a flight plan. In fact, Carl, I wanted to mention that to you. When I loaded down 78 with +126.30 and +045.77, the computer came up with an angle an attitude of 149, 089, and 344.
We copy.
Guess you better run that one through the mill down there again.
We're chewing on it. Al, you may be interested to know that the rover has crossed quite a bit of territory now, and they're on the edge of the rill having a good look into it.
Very good. Things seem to be working okay.
Roger. They'll be at Elbow Crater in just a couple of minutes. Endeavor, you can give us auto on the high gain. And Al, Vance is sitting beside me here. He's been downstairs talking to the PIs about the pan camera, and I have some good words for you.
Okay, go ahead, Vance.
Hey, morning, Al. Hey, first of all, Izzy says to tell you that you're...
Vance. Hey, I'm looking at our favorite crater right now.
Is that right? Couldn't be King Crater.
Yes, sir. I'm right over Proclus. Yeah, Proclus.
Okay. Very good. Hey, Izzy has a message for you.
Good. How's Izzy?
He's good. He says to tell you that you make a dandy spectrographer. For x-rays, that is. He's getting a lot of data in. I guess, actually, a little more activity than they expected, and they seem real pleased about that.
That's good. That ought to keep Pete and Jack busy.
Getting into the pan camera, I don't know how much has been explained to you. It's taking pictures. About 80% of them are good. And the problems in a V over H sensor, which... I'll try to explain here briefly. The V over H sensor is drifting, which means that occasionally it drifts down to the place where it thinks that you're out of the 45 to 80 mile limit. Whenever it does that, the camera is commanded back to a nominal 60 setting. As it turns out, it drifts enough that it's out of this band most of the time, and that's actually good because you're at 60 miles, so it's going back to the 60 mile limit probably to give you 80% of the time good pictures. The fault, we're not quite sure where it is. People are working on that. It's probably either in the sensor or upstream, just a little ways in the electronics.
Roger, Vance, understand.
And other than that, Al, I haven't got much to report. The data seems to be coming in on all the experiments, and it's looking pretty good.
Yeah, I've noticed some problems with getting the booms in and out, Vance, but outside of that, everything seems to be okay. The mapping camera's taking about 4.5 minutes to retract now. And I had a little trouble getting the mass spectrum in the last time. I ran it out and in a couple of times before it finally came all the way in.
Roger, Otto on high gain.
Roger, Otto.
And, Al, the next time you extend and retract the boom, they'd like a hack on it. And on the mapping camera, too, because semi. I'm sorry, they'd like a hack, a time hack when you start extending the mapping camera and when it gets out. we're just looking at the real-time electrical signatures when this this thing is working, extending and retracting out. And we'd like to have a hack so we will know when we can start looking.
Okay, I understand, man. You're watching the voltage levels or power levels in the motor that drives the extend release.
That's a firm.
Okay.
Okay, back to Carl.
Okay, man.